couple of those touching down in Brisbane for the first time from Sydney Airport, but you can't get one from Adelaide just yet. It's Steve Miliband and big old Jet Airliner on 11:25, 5MU, 22 to 9. And kids, it's time for this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey.
To discuss all things tech this morning, Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. A bit sad today.
Why's that?
Well, it's our last time.
It is your last time for this year, for 2020. Friday's my last show. Craig will be taking the next 2 weeks and then we'll go on holidays.
Well, let's be honest, Adam. He's not that good. So, yes.
He's great.
He's cursing me right now.
He's looking at you in very harsh terms. Yes.
Only joking there, Craig. So
Well, we might get Charlie Brown on for the next 2 weeks. Who knows? We've got to talk something rather pressing and important in the world of tech. How can I get a beer this afternoon? I need a phone.
You do need a phone. At the moment, with an Android phone, you can download the MySAGov app, and that will enable you to scan a QR code and check in at pubs. If you're on an iPhone, you're going to have to this afternoon check for app updates because the app is not ready yet on iPhones, which I've got to say is a bit of an embarrassment for the government at all. So it's not working at the moment. A bit more work to go into the Apple one because they protect your privacy just that bit more. That will be the reason why. But won't be ready till this afternoon. So if you've got the MySAGov app, because I've literally tried to do it 5 minutes ago just to see if it was up and running yet. No, it's not. Made a couple of calls, this afternoon. So if you want to go to the pub this afternoon, you've got an iPhone, update your app before you go in. Log in, you have to create a MyGovSA account, scan it in, you only have to give them your name and your phone number. And it enables us to do the things that we need to do, such as getting back to standing up at the bar. That's what we need, Adam, say yes.
Right, so do it for the good of everyone to stand up at a bar.
Right.
Now let's talk smartphones. Some stats have been released about just how popular they are and which brands in particular are popular.
Yeah, so with 360 million units were sold in the third quarter of 2020, decline of 3.6% compared to 373.7 million a year ago.
Now, is that because of economic decline or is that because the phones aren't as wow factor this year?
Economic decline in first, and COVID will be another thing for that as well.
Okay.
Samsung is the number one smartphone maker out there with 80.6 million units sold, 22%. Huawei is the number two. Basically, they sold all their phones in China.
Yes, because no one else will buy them anymore.
Exactly right. So but their sales went down 21% from last year.
Wow.
Xiaomi, which is another Chinese brand, 45.5 million units sold. They grew 37%. Apple came in fourth as well. But despite not launching its 2020 iPhones until after the quarter ended.
Okay.
So we can expect Apple probably to roar up those charts next year because they released all the phones down there. So Apple sales were down just 5% year over year, which is pretty amazing considering the delay in the iPhones for this year. We're still buying iPhones. That basically is what's happening.
Oh, well, thank goodness. Apple, sigh of relief.
Now,
hey, I keep getting a question without notice. I keep getting on my socials people recommending Oppo phones.
Yes.
Are they good?
Great cheap phone out there. Nice camera in there as well. Lots of competition out there, and that's what we like, Adam. So, we've got the top-end phones from Apple and Samsung, but what they do flows down the pipeline to some of the other ones, especially when it comes to the technology. So they always want to improve the camera and the features on the phone, and that flows down. You know, you can pick up a good, cheap phone for nearly $200 now.
There we go. Good. All right. We've been so fixated on this one particular virus this year that we might have forgotten the fact that there are viruses on our computers, malware and things, now it's time to reacquaint ourselves with that danger.
Look, it is, and I brought this up because I've seen a few people I've got to say, the last couple of weeks who've fallen for different things out there. sort of explain to them. So a computer virus is malware out there. So mm-hmm. what they do is they inject a code into a file. So it'll be like a Windows file, a .exe, that you basically you click and you run as well on, mm-hmm. on your system, and that infects it, can replicate itself, spread to other systems. So what they do is they actually target specific operating systems. So a virus that infects a Windows computer isn't going to do very little on an Apple computer or a Chromebook out there.
Okay.
I mean, what I'm going to do next week, I'm going to discuss Chromebooks with Craig on there as well. As well. So, you know, and why do they target Windows? Because it's 90% of the market. That's why Windows people have got to be the front line of security out there.
Right. If you've ever seen Wreck-It Ralph 2, Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet, you know just how viruses like that work. Now, let's talk Christmas. It's the first day of December, which means there's scant time to get your shopping done. But if you are looking for that special something tech-wise, have you got some suggestions for us?
I do, and I'm going to put various suggestions up over the next couple of weeks.
Lovely.
In the segment as well. So these are all up on my website right now as well. So if you want to buy the top-end smartphone, the Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max, I actually swapped and have gone to the Max on there as well. It's huge, but it is the best smartphone, I reckon. The camera is amazing on there, even better than the 12 Pro. That's $1,849. The Google Pixel 5, love those too, $999. If you're after a budget smartphone out there, the Google Pixel 4a, $599.
Okay.
Or the Apple iPhone SE, $679.
I am looking at grabbing myself some sort of laptop for the Christmas period, and I've been on the Windows train for a while. Should I switch over and get a MacBook?
If you use Office,
mm-hmm.
if it's just Office, you edit some videos, you edit audio, you know, you can switch over to the Mac. It doesn't matter what you use because you can flick between the two.
Okay.
So when it comes to laptops, the Apple MacBook Pro, the brand new one, starts at $1,999, magnificent laptop. Or if you want something a bit cheaper, Surface Laptop Go, $999. But try and spend at least $1,000 on a laptop because that will give you quite a few years longevity in it.
Right.
When it comes to tablets, the Apple iPad is the number one tablet out there. I really can't recommend anything from that runs an Android tablet out there. Or the Apple iPad Air, if your usage justifies it. So you can edit audio, video. It really is super fast on there. If you have to buy an Android tablet, you'd probably buy a Samsung one, which is, I've got to say, in some cases, more expensive than the Apple one.
Yeah, right, which is odd. Android seem to have let themselves down in the tablets and the watches.
I'm really sorry to people out there who bought them, but, you know, I get more complaints out of Android tablets than I really do out of anything else.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. All right, well, a parting is such sweet sorrow, Richard, but have yourself a fantastic festive season, and we'll be back. Craig will take care of things for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be back in 2021 all nice and shiny.
Same to you, Adam. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
And to you, that is Richard Pascoe, folks. The Adelaide Tech Guy, and if you'd like to find out some more of those recommendations, you can do so at the website adelaidetechguy.com.au.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha 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 ha! Hey!